This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, this is a op-ed that was, I think it was in USA Today. And this is a result of what happened in Indiana. This is by Amanda Jane Miller, opinion contributor. I also think it has probably a little bit to do with the fact she's probably trying to sell a book as well. So, and I'm going to give it to you verbatim. A good Samaritan killed the shooter. That phrase alone immediately evoked mixed feelings for me. I had just driven past the Greenwood Park Mall on Sunday right before a man with a gun killed three people. He was stopped when an armed bystander shot and killed him. My home in Greenwood, Indiana, not even 5 miles away from the mall, is halfway between the city of Indianapolis and the rolling Indiana countryside. And while, of course, I am thrilled lives were saved, I can't help but imagine that the events that occurred will be fodder to further loosen gun regulations. I can't be the only one who feels split in two on this contentious issue. Like many Hoosiers, my dad hunted deer, so I grew up with guns in the house. By college, I was a pretty good skeet shooter. But when my family passes my great-great-grandfather's gun on to me, I'll take it into my home. But I'm also a social scientist. I collect data and analyze research, and I know that gun-related suicides and homicides are up, the highest they've been since a quarter of a century. I know about 430 people die each every year in the United States from accidental gun deaths. And sadly, I know that those accidental gun deaths happen disproportionately to children and young adults. And I know that women who are abused by their partners have access to guns. Or if they have them, they're 5 times more likely to be killed than other women. Which I don't know where she got that particular one. Reconciling these two experiences, growing up around guns and people who use them responsibly, and the knowledge of people's potential danger, is something many of us attempt to do. At the beginning of this month, a law went into effect allowing permitless carry in Indiana. If not already, then soon politicians will use this tragedy to score political points. Online community boards and local next-door sites will pop up with the inevitable fights. Good guy with the gun, or shooter should never have gotten to purchase a gun. But Chicago has a murder problem, yes, with guns that have come from Indiana. Second Amendment says well-regulated militia, and on and on. And all groups will be right, and all groups will be wrong, and then the next shooting will occur. There will be some, likely many, who will argue that I completely missed their side's point. That may be right. But in truth, I'm too exhausted from mass shootings to care about philosophical nuances. What I care about are the individuals in our town whose loved ones are not coming home, and those bystanders who were terrified, and those first responders who had to deal with something horrific, and those whom this will happen to next. somewhere between the blue cities and the red countryside, there has to be some reason. And it's up to us who live between the big metropolises and the tiny towns to play a part in figuring out why America, by far, leads so many of our peer nations in gun deaths. Suburbanites have to come together to talk about issues of gun violence and safety well beyond national night out block parties. We have to model for our politicians that compromise in many instances is not a bad thing. We have to vet our city, county, and state representatives better, ensuring we find good folks who will work together to make us all safer. And while baby steps are small comfort to those who've lost loved ones to gun violence, they are better than no steps at all, and we have to actually run for office and vote for those who seem inclined to do more listening than talking. Suburban residents have played a crucial role in recent elections, perhaps because we are in a physical place where we can see rural and urban sides of many issues. Now, can we push our legislatures to work together to save lives? Such complicated issues deserve far more than soundbite solutions. These issues and the lives of our fellow Americans are worthy of the hard work of legislating for all. Somewhere, there is a very complicated solution. As for me, I'll continue to vote in favor of most gun control measures and give my great-great-grandfather's unloaded gun a place of honor in the House. I just won't buy any bullets. Some of her points, I mean, she's just repeating what she sees in the media, which means she's not actually employing any critical thinking here. Which, that's where problems begin, when you don't employ these critical thinking, or some critical thinking, because taking things at face value means that, you might make a mistake. Like the talking point about how a vast proportion of people are dying, children are dying accidentally. Or talking about the uptick in violence, which is actually an uptick in blue cities, and an uptick in suicide, which, thank you, COVID. When you're looking at these things and you start talking about guns and making that the boogeyman, that's not going to solve anything, because the predator will still be out there. Anybody know what a sharpening steel is in a meat department at a local grocery store? A sharpening steel, it looks like a knife, except it's just round all the way around. Now think, if there were no guns, these things are big and heavy. They're like a club. You could be clubbed to death with a sharpening steel. Does that make it a better death for you to be beaten to death with a sharpening steel than to be shot by some gun, by somebody? Because the gun's not going to be shooting you at all. The gun's going to be held in the hand of the person shooting you. The gun itself has no moral compass at all to get out here and make any decisions to do this or that. So it's not about the gun. It's about the person driving it. I know some people say, oh, Bill, but if they didn't have guns, they wouldn't be able to do all this violence. Well, tell that to some of the people that get on these Chinese buses that get, where they get 19 of them knifed to death. They didn't have a gun for that. Violence is the problem. Why do we sit here and accept that violence is a part of our life when we could very easily become a buffer against violence? Like young Eli Dickin. He was a buffer against violence. He was a very skilled buffer. But when we get back, let's take apart this op-ed point by point. Simply because this is the uninformed out there trying to shape opinion. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This shooting is very, the Greenwood Park Mall self-defense event is very illustrative, and it's a learning moment. I don't really know what this kid's training is. He obviously was very good. Took 10 shots, hit 8 of them at a range of 40 to 50 yards. And we should be talking about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. We should be looking at the way we train and making adjustments, because this kid found himself in a position that he did what he thought was the only thing he could do, and it worked. It was the perfect thing to do. Now, we won't be hearing about these parts of it, though. It's entirely likely the media has said all they're going to say on this one, because the overall story undermines their preferred narrative. But for now, people are still talking about it. And unfortunately, some are saying stupid things like that op-ed that I just, read for you. The Good Samaritan killed the shooter. And this is what she said. A good Samaritan killed the shooter. That phrase alone immediately evoked mixed feelings for me. Your reaction to that phrase in this instance evokes, at least for me, a strong desire to dismiss literally everything you want to say going forward on this. This is a 22-year-old kid. He's a young man, no doubt about it, but to me he's a kid. I'd love to be 22 again. And this is a young kid who ran toward the sounds of gunfire. He put his life on the line and put an end to a deadly attack. And you're griping because people are calling him a good Samaritan. Absolutely. You are definitely someone who should be taken seriously. So, all of her stuff that she was saying along the way basically boils down to, in other words, I'm a gun owner, but, you know, like many Hoosiers, my dad hunted deer. So I grew up with guns in the house, and by college I was a pretty good skeet shooter, and then my family passes my great-great-grandfather's gun on to me, and I'll take it home. So she's a gun owner. But she's also a social scientist. That's the, you know, I don't care that you're a gun owner or someone who grew up shooting, and I don't care that you're a social scientist. After all, if you were the expert you claim, you wouldn't even begin to talk about 430 accidental gun fatalities. We live in a nation of 330 million people because you know that amounts to statistical noise more than anything else. You also know the whole five times more likely is a rhetorical trick to overstate the danger without actually lying. And, you know, frankly, it's no wonder you take issue with the good term, Good Samaritan. Facts on the ground, very clear. A maniac walked into a shopping mall on a Sunday evening with the intention and the equipment to kill as many people as possible. The idea that anyone could view this ambiguously in any way, shape, or form is absolutely beyond ridiculous. And this is the problem. She's torn. The social scientist here is torn. And she shouldn't be. In and among the statistics she spouted off, she failed to note the 2.5 million to 3 million defensive gun uses per year. The Greenwood Park Mall shooting isn't just one of them. It just has the added benefit of being high profile for everybody to observe and look at the lessons learned. And the author here missed that at a number of points. Hiding behind her identity as a social scientist, which generally means she's not actually a scientist, and as such, she should probably be dismissed in general. But unfortunately, she gets to write in newspapers. And I don't know how many people are going to see her op-ed. I looked at it, I read it, and I'm just thinking to myself, you're just revealing to me how much you don't know. And what you don't know is a lot. You don't know a lot here. And And that's a point of contention, because if you're going to get out there and write about this stuff, then maybe you should seriously think about at least knowing certain stats and not playing statistical warfare with me. I don't want you to play statistical warfare, because you know just enough to mess things up with somebody that knows what they're looking at when you start saying it, or in the, when they read what you got to say. But this is the plight of the gun grabber. While they're out there wanting to seem all reasonable and every man and all this other stuff, the fact remains that you're not. Just because you're going to claim the mantle of being a gun owner, but there's some things you just don't want to do. That's probably going to be problematic. Because there's so many of you out there, and you're saying the same thing, and you're doing the same method. That, you know, the method where you're out there and you're touting certain statistics, using these little rhetorical tricks. We've seen all this before. This is nothing new. And the fact that, this is the part that bugs me the most. Yes, he saved lives. How is that not splendid? How is this not a win for society as a whole? When violence is visited on the innocent and somebody steps up and actually deals with it, why aren't we circling the wagons and cheering for this as it happens? But instead of that, no. It is tearing at the social scientists. The self-proclaimed social scientists, which I didn't even know there was a, is it sociology? Is that what she's claiming to be, a sociologist? Whatever. I don't care. Missed the point. You lost your credibility. You should have just shut up and you would have seemed a lot smarter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is not acting as it should, and these guys here are, but we're not getting many Republican votes. This is an emergency.
President Biden speaking at the Brayton Power Plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, discussing climate change. The president once again blaming congressional Republicans for blocking his administration's efforts to address climate change through legislation. The head of the Uvalde, Texas School District Police Department may soon be looking for a new job. There's a board meeting this weekend, and one of the agenda items is the termination of Pete Arriondo. He has already been placed on administrative leave for his handling of the school shooting that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. Arriondo also served on the Uvalde City Council, but he resigned earlier this month. USA Radio News. The cost to buy a home in the United States continues to rise. The median existing home price hit another record in June, rising to $416,000, and sales declined for a fifth straight month as higher interest rates pushed more buyers out of the market. Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, is addressing members of Congress. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska is addressing Congress.
I am asking for weapons. Weapons that would not be used to wage a war on somebody else's land, but to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home. I am asking for air defense systems in order for rockets not to kill children in their strollers.
The United States has sent roughly $7 billion in aid and weapons already to Ukraine. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here's a little something for you. Now, a lot of times, I have a YouTube channel. And like in the case of CZ, when they were a sponsor of mine, sometimes they would send me two or three guns at a time to review. These were not going to be guns that were mine. Right, these were just guns for me to film and put on YouTube. And so I would get them, and I had to sign for all three of these at a time. This puts you in jeopardy when you do this. Not so much legal jeopardy, because you're passing a background check. But when you have to take three guns at one shot, then you might get a visit. And this is the story of one of those visits. This homeowner was alerted there were trespassers on his property by motion detectors outside of his front door. A live video feed from his doorbell camera showed three armed men wearing tactical vests, T-shirts, and jeans. Two were ATF agents. The third was a Delaware State Police trooper. None had on body cameras. We're not going to name the homeowner here. But he is a small businessman, a law-abiding citizen, who even ATF acknowledged had done nothing wrong. He went to his front door hesitantly. He left his doorbell camera running to record the encounter. The homeowner confronted the three men before they reached the door. "Can I help you?" he asked, stepping onto the porch. The older ATF agent told him they were assigned to a task force investigating straw purchases. A straw purchase which is a federal felony, occurs when somebody buys a firearm on behalf of another person who is unable to legally purchase a gun themselves. The agent said they were verifying that people who bought multiple firearms still had the guns in their possession. Now, this homeowner had bought 7 firearms since January 2022, and I think this occurred this month. So just 7. I mean, I don't know why I haven't got a visit. He asked for the men for identification, which the agents and trooper produced. They admitted they did not have a search warrant. The doorbell camera recorded what happened. The transcript is as follows. Agent 1, all I'm doing is verifying that you have it. You got 2 different purchases. If you have them, I'm out of here. That's how quick it is. Yeah. Do you have them with you by any chance? Homeowner, they're in the safe. Agent 1, if you can unload them and bring them out, we can go out to your foyer here, check them out, write the serial numbers, and we're out of here. Homeowner, that's it. Agent 1, yep. Agent 2, that's it. It will take 5 seconds. Trooper, the reason we're out here is obviously gun violence is on an uptick. We want to make sure we've been having a lot of issues with straw purchases. One of the things, indicators we get is someone making a large gun purchase. And then a lot of times we've been there and those guns got taken. Agent 1, the idea is that when you purchase more than 2 guns at a time, it generates a multiple sales report and it comes to us and we have to check them out. That's all that is. You did nothing wrong, absolutely zero. I noticed you were stopped in Philly, though, with one of your guns. Trooper said, we'll wait if you feel more comfortable. Homeowner said, I'm okay, I just didn't expect. Agent 1, oh no, it just came up. We came here, look, I'm telling you, there's an email from the federal side saying you can make sure this guy's got his guns. If you recently purchased a whole bunch of guns, if we could look at them and just scratch them off. Homeowner said, I have them all. Agent 2, we can look at them and write which ones you just bought so we can save a trip from coming back. We'll confirm that you have them. Homeowner agreed to get the firearms, closed the front door while the agents remained on the front porch, unaware they were being recorded. Trooper said, he doesn't believe we're cops. Agent 1 said, I don't blame him. The homeowner retrieved 1 rifle. The agent checked the serial number off his list. The homeowner asked if he still needed to retrieve the rest. The agent said it wasn't necessary to see any more. They apologized for the inconvenience, wished the homeowner to have a good night, and left. Looking back at it, the homeowner believes he was coerced into giving his consent for what was legally a search of his property, even though no enforcement action was taken against him. Since the ATF agents, did not have a search warrant, they lacked probable cause to obtain one, they had to rely upon extracting consent from the homeowner. When the courts consider consent, they look at was it voluntary, whether consent was freely given or coerced, and they also consider whether the defendant knew he had a right to refuse. Other factors like the time of day and the officer's demeanor and uniforms can also be considered. And they pushed hard. They were clearly in a hurry, and the threat they might have to return was menacing. Homeowner said, I was embarrassed. My neighbor saw the whole thing. Guys in these police vests standing in my yard, I was really uncomfortable. I felt really confused, like I was in some way being accused of something, even though I didn't commit a crime. It's quite embarrassing. I knew they couldn't come in, but I didn't know what to do. And I didn't want to get put on some watch list. We just got new gun laws here. I didn't want them coming back again. I felt like they were invading my privacy. The resident agent in charge of ATF's Wilmington, Delaware field offices would not return phone calls seeking comment for that story. Similarly, public information officers at both ATF's Baltimore Field Division and Washington, D.C. headquarters did not return calls or emails seeking comment. And that lack of accountability is nothing new with the ATF. Delaware State Police are also unwilling to discuss this investigation. Neither Delaware State Police PIO Supervisor Sergeant India Sturgis nor Superintendent Colonel Melissa Zebley were willing to talk about this. Sergeant Sturgis said in an email, sounds like your questions would be more appropriately suited for ATF. Please contact them with questions that you have about straw purchases of firearms. The only insight into this home inspection was in a Washington Post story published July 22nd, in which Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the Biden-Harris administration was targeting straw purchasers. In Delaware, they have a proven lack of respect for the Second Amendment. They were once caught maintaining a secret list of gun owners, even though state law required them to destroy these records within 60 days. They used the list to illegally thwart at least one firearm purchase. Pairing one of their troopers with the ATF is bound to produce a host of constitutional violations. It was only a matter of time. And these types of warrantless investigations are known as knock and talks. They're usually a tool reserved for narcotics detectives, and they've always been constitutionally suspect. Police rely upon verbal skills and their power of persuasion to convince a homeowner to waive their Fourth Amendment right and let them in. And unlike this case, there's usually no record of what the cops told the homeowner in order to gain access to the home. And to be clear, if the ATF agents have probable cause to believe this homeowner was actually a straw purchaser, they could have petitioned the court for a search warrant. They didn't have a shred of probable cause in this case. In fact, all they had was an internal email stating, make sure this guy's got his guns. This guy lives in an upscale, affluent neighborhood, a factor that certainly played a role in their plans. They were counting on the homeowner to let them in quickly rather than risk a neighbor seeing all this. What will the neighbors think? There you go. That kind of thing. That kind of thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Wow. I'm just combining everything. Shouldn't be combining anything. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Combining all that stuff. I shouldn't be combining anything. So let's break this down and let's give you a timeline. When all of this started, this guy, the Rampage Killer, he rolled in there, he went into a restroom, came out, got his stuff together. He had his rifle, he had his magazines, he came out, he started shooting. 15 seconds into his shooting spree, he was shot and killed. Simple as that. Simple as that. Eli Dickin, he rolled in there, started sending shots his way from 40 to 50 yards away, which that alone is impressive. He did it at what I consider to be extreme range, and that's the length of two end-to-end grocery aisles. The average grocery aisle is between 25 and 27 yards long. And I don't know how cool and calm and collected he is or was, but he certainly did what had to be done. And that also is impressive. No telling how many lives he saved there. No telling. Interestingly, except for a few idiots like Shannon Watts, who I think took it down, not too many have said too many things about this because the gun prohibition lobbying groups are just being silent over all this. They should be rejoicing, but they're being silent. And let me put it this way. If there was a way for us to exist without guns and exist in peace, I don't think I'd be for getting rid of guns anyway. Because there's always going to be a reason besides something outside that may be an issue. You know, Mr. Dickin, We heard this about him. The real hero of the day is a citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as it began, this being Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen. Reuters quoted Greenwood Mayor Mark Myers, who said in a prepared statement, "We do know that someone we are calling a good Samaritan was able to shoot the assailant and stop further bloodshed. This person saved lives tonight. I am grateful for his quick action and heroism." This is not the first time an armed private citizen has killed a killer. According to the FBI, last year armed citizens stopped 6 active shooters, and in 4 of those cases, the perpetrator was killed. In each case, the gun ban lobby was silent. CNN noted in its coverage of the shooting, "It's rare to have an armed bystander attack an active shooter, according to a data analysis published by the New York Times," which that tells you all you need to know there about that particular study. "There were at least 433 active shooter attacks in the U.S. from 2000 to 2021, according to the data analysis. Active shooter attacks were defined as those in which one or more shooters killed or attempted to kill multiple unrelated people in a populated place. In those 433 active shooter cases, an armed bystander shot the attacker in 22 of the incidents. In 10 of those, the good guy was a security guard or an off-duty police officer." In this particular case, the amount of bloodshed was kept to a minimum. Without a doubt, kept to a minimum. 3 people were killed, 2 others wounded before the unidentified armed citizen, Eli Dickin, shot this guy. However, authorities have suggested things could have been much worse if the killer had been able to continue his mayhem. And there's a small bit of irony that was reported by Reuters, which notes the mall is owned by the Simon Property Group. They have a no-guns policy, and I was in one today, as a matter of fact. I went into a Simon mall today. "While visiting the mall, the following general activities will not be accepted," this per Simon, their code of conduct found online. "Violations of the law. Any activity that threatens the safety of our guest tenants and or employees. Any activity that threatens the well-being of the property. Any activity that disrupts our pleasant, family-oriented shopping environment. Any activity inconsistent with the general purpose of the property, which is shopping, dining, visiting theaters, or offices for business purposes. Any activity that would disrupt the legitimate business of the property and its tenants." Examples of specific activities that are prohibited include, but are not limited to, disruptive profanity, vulgar or threatening language, unnecessary blocked walkways, roadways, or storefronts, running, horseplay, or disorderly conduct of any nature, excessive loitering, operating unauthorized recreational and or personal transportation devices in the shopping mall, no firearms or illegal weapons. Guests who do not act responsibly may be asked to leave. If they refuse to leave the property, they may be arrested and prosecuted for criminal trespass. Clearly, the dead gunman violated all of those rules, while the armed citizen apparently only violated the last tenant. Greenwood Park Mall posted this statement on its website. "We grieve for the victims of yesterday's horrific tragedy at Greenwood Park Mall. Violence has no place in this or any other community. We are grateful for the strong response of the first responders, including the heroic actions of the Good Samaritan who stopped the suspect." The Sunday Mall shooting carries another piece of irony. NPR is reporting nearly 400 law enforcement officers rushed to mass shooting that left 21 people dead at Uvalde Elementary School, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman was finally confronted and killed. The Greenwood Mall killer reportedly had several loaded magazines for his rifle, described initially only as a long rifle. It was not immediately known how many rounds he was able to fire before being shot dead by the unidentified Eli Dickin, who is also being variously described in reports as the Good Samaritan and the armed bystander. According to the most recent report from the Crime Prevention Research Center, Indiana has 1.1 million active concealed carry permits. And now there's likely even more people carrying because now permitless carry is the rule of the state. And that's now in effect. That's more than 15% of the adult population, according to the CPRC website. This is... We should be looking at this young fellow, and this young fellow should be hailed and canonized. At a very young age, he showed extremely good marksmanship. At a young age, he showed crazy calm peace of state of mind. These are not things you can be taught either. This is just something he just did. His instincts proved to be correct. He was in the right place at the right time. He was the right person in the right place at the right time. And for any and all that see that this is not anything more than a moment of that should be rejoiced. Yes, the people that he killed. But it could have been so much worse. It could have been so much worse. And this got disrupted. The pattern was disrupted. And that's the only way to fight a rampage killer. Once they start, the only way to fight them is to disrupt their pattern. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.